I've calculated I have to cover 9 years a minute, so we'll see how this goes. Now, I'm an only child. When I was four, my parents committed their life to Jesus. In doing so, they joined a church of a Christian sect you've likely never heard of. It was a worldwide organization with 120,000 members. That in and of itself is a whole other story. Yet there are some things you should know about it. While we believed in the authority of the Bible and God, the origin of sin, the deity of Jesus, our personal Savior, a lot of our worship revolved around keeping what we thought were God's original commandments, and we thought we had the truth once delivered. We kept the weekly Saturday Sabbath, sunset Friday to sunset Saturday. We kept the feasts of Israel, Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Pentecost, Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles. We kept the dietary laws of clean and unclean meats. We had a tithing structure of up to 30%. We didn't celebrate Christmas or Easter. I praise God for my parents, especially my dad, and you've met him. He would always point me towards the spirit of the law in all we did. As a child, all I knew was we did these things because we thought God commanded them. We wanted to obey. My mom always emphasized 2 Corinthians 9:7 that God loved the cheerful giver. This was my life, and my life revolved around God. Of course, these beliefs didn't mesh too well with the rest of society. We were very much separated from the world. I was horrendously teased in school, and one day I remember walking to the school bus when I was 7 or 8 praying, and I prayed, "Lord, I need you." I might not have known the depths of God, but that started a relationship. The church only conducted baptisms for people over 18, so I never gave that a second thought. Fast forward to high school when I met Jennifer. She grew up in a Baptist church, and we debated our beliefs in great detail and at great length. One time she said, "There's a lot we agree on, but you're just weird." It's very practical, isn't it? Our church had an accredited Bible college in Texas, and I attended. In the fall of my junior year, I remember walking across campus to the dining hall. I really don't remember what I was thinking, except as I passed the administration building, I stopped dead and thought, "What am I doing? I need to be baptized. This is not like I'm ever going to stop trusting Jesus." So I was soon baptized and declared Jesus my personal Savior. And if that was the end of the story, well, I certainly wouldn't be here giving this testimony. I was perfectly dedicated to that church and honoring God with those doctrines. Yet sometimes God interrupts your life to get your attention. What happened next interrupted an entire organization. Months after my baptism, the head of the entire organization gave a rare sermon to all the local churches. He started to show from the Bible how the Sabbath and the holy days were fulfilled in Christ, how they were a shadow of things to come, how grace truly is an unearnable gift. The 20 years of Bible study suddenly clicked. It was like how Aquila and Priscilla expounded the way of God more perfectly to Apollos. It took a couple of years for these truths to truly make their impact. The greatest impact was in mine and my parents' lives. It was as though we had been so content to live in the family room of God, but he opened the door to the entire mansion. We couldn't read and study enough. The rest of the impact was in a church that tried to mix the old with the new. I saw people scatter. Many people I knew abandoned God altogether, feeling cheated by their years of so-called dedication. Others retreated into a new splinter group who attempted to restore the original way of thinking. I left because I found the freedom and grace and couldn't be tied to an old yoke anymore. My parents left as well. That church, as it was, does not exist today. With this newfound freedom and grace, I spiritually coasted. I would describe it as being comfortable with the world. I still held strong beliefs in the Bible and read my Bible, but it was separate from how I lived the rest of my life. This continued until it came crashing down around me. Whatever your rock bottom is, that's a lonely place to be. For me, I exhausted everything I could do for myself and by myself. "No more," I said. "I'm done." And I purposed in my heart that God would take control. Almost a year later, after sloughing off my own pursuits, I reunited with Jennifer. It was 7 years since high school. Boy, did I have stories to tell her. We talked theology, of course. "Let me tell you about what happened in my church. Did you know about grace?" She laughed. Yeah, that's what I was always talking about. Jennifer and I were married in my late 20s, and we decided to find a church. One of the first churches we attended was Hanover Baptist Church. Then, for a year, we visited all sorts of different churches. Some preached milk, some preached water. The last church we visited was Hanover Baptist Church. Here it was obvious. Pastor preached the meat of the word. I wish I could remember the exact passage that week, but Pastor preached on the law and grace. God could not have orchestrated it more perfectly. There are countless instances in my life where God has actively directed my steps. The older I get, the more obvious it is how close to destruction I continually came. I see only God chose me in my ignorance, and how only in faith I can continue to follow him.